7 people and a dog rescued on the Chilkat River, and the winter troll season catch mirrors last year's. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued 7 people and a dog from the Chilkat River near Haines on Saturday. The group became stranded after their boats ran aground in a shallow section of the river. KHNS reporter Henry Leisha has more.
Haines resident Vincent Simpkin says he and some friends had finished working on 2 riverboats when they decided to test them out on the Chilkat River Saturday afternoon.
We were going out for like what was supposed to be probably, you know, 2 or 3 hour trip.
Simpkin was joined by Gary and Sierra Hinkle, Brittany Miller, Colin Taylor, Katie Torgeson, and Jolina Wilson. They launched the boats on the river about 8 miles up the Haines Highway. Simpkin says they made their way upstream just a few miles before turning back.
We're following, you know, what we thought to be the main channel out of there and ended up getting separated from one another on 2 different channels.
Simpkin says the boats got stuck in a shallow section of the river. The sun began to set as they slowly pushed the boats down the 2 channels. Eventually, the 2 groups were able to reconnect and they decided to pile into 1 boat.
And we had 7 people and a dog in a 14-foot riverboat, and we tried to get down as much of the river as we could. There was four or five of us outside of the boat pretty much the entire time, just pushing the thing along. We probably pushed it for 2 miles.
The group waded through waist-deep water using cell phones to light the way. Simpkin says that they pushed the boat out of the water about 2 miles upstream from where they had launched. They started a fire and huddled around it using a bivy bag and space blanket to stay warm. Simpkin says they considered spending the night and dealing with the boats in the morning. But with light winds and temperatures in the 30s, they decided to call the state troopers.
We knew that we were getting borderline hypothermic. And in the situation that we were in, we weren't gaining any ground. You know, like, there wasn't anybody getting any warmer. And there wasn't any clothes getting any drier. I was so cold, I was cramping and nonstop shivering, you know, like huddled in a bag with 3 people.
Just before 10 p.m., Gary Hinkle used his InReach satellite communication device to alert the Alaska State Troopers. Shortly thereafter, the troopers responded that a Coast Guard helicopter was on its way from Sitka. Simpkin was able to contact the pilot of the helicopter using his radio. He marked out a landing area using glow sticks from his medical bag. The air crew picked up the stranded party and brought them to the Haines Airport around 1 a.m., where they were placed in the care of local emergency medical services. Aside from some bruises and scrapes, there were no injuries. Simpkin says that the ordeal was a learning experience.
We were prepared, but, you know, you would like to be a little bit more prepared, you know, and it's never quite enough, you know. I mean, I was prepared enough not to die, but unprepared enough to spend the night on the beach. Yeah, you learn, you live.
Both boats were retrieved from the river on Sunday. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Commercial salmon trawlers in southeast Alaska have finished their winter season at just above the total catch from last year. The season was shortened for the 2nd year in a row in an effort to protect king salmon returning to rivers in southeast. The final numbers are expected to change a little as additional catches are reported, but the total catch for the season so far is around 12,400 Chinook. That's up around 400 fish from last year. Rhea Ersman is assistant troll management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says catch rates were very similar to last year, but up slightly from 6 fish per landing to 7 fish per landing this year.
Sitka, Yakutat, and Frederick Sound areas had the greatest total harvest in the region for the winter troll fishery. Overall, the catch rates were similar to last year, with a bit more harvest occurring in Yakutat, so maybe that's where you're seeing this pickup in harvest.
The total catch is well below long-term averages, even accounting for the shortened season. The effort was also down. Some 262 permit holders fished in the winter, down from around 70 last year. And prices were again in record territory.
So it finished about 50 cents higher than last year. This year, the average price was $11.83 per pound, and the average weight for a winter king was 11.7 pounds.
That's one bright spot. The average size is up about a half a pound from last year, and the number of kings from Alaska hatcheries was up this winter, making up 13% of the catch, more than double last year. Erzman says, like last year, some limited springtime commercial trolling is expected around hatchery returns in May and June.
So we're still finalizing our plans for the spring fisheries, but overall, our spring fisheries will be, again, quite similar to what we saw last year, with some spring areas opening initially May 1st and more areas opening in June as we see more Alaska hatchery fish showing up.
Fish and Game is expecting to announce more information about spring trolling this month. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.
The following is a listener commentary and doesn't necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Gershon Cohen. I've been involved in politics in Alaska for most of the 35 years I've lived in Southeast. I believe compromising is great when you can do it, but sometimes the divide is just too wide, like the gap between Southeast Alaska and the rest of the state. But maybe there's still a chance for a win-win. It's time for Sexit, Southeast Exit. The more populated areas of the state don't believe Southeast is part of Alaska to begin with. Maybe we should give them the chance to let our people go. I think it's time for a statewide advisory vote on partitioning Alaska into two states. Aside from being almost 1,000 miles apart, we mostly support ourselves on fishing and tourism. The rest of the state's economy is centered on oil and mining. Most of the Southeast votes progressive. Most of the rest votes conservative. We move from community to community on the water. They move between their cities on land. We have the capital down here, and God knows they want it up there. I could go on, but you get the point. Rather than be members of one uncivil family, why not amicably divorce and just be good neighbors? We could stop trying to change the rest of the state. They could stop trying to change us. Between fishing, tourism, and mining, and our willingness to have an income tax, I'll bet we can make ends meet in Southeast. We have most of the infrastructure we need, and we could spend our highway dollars building a world-class ferry system. We'd have to give up our oil-based PFD, but we could amend federal law to allow us to create a new PFD based on cruise ship tourism. Wyoming has 500,000 people and 2 U.S. senators. California has 40 million people and 2 U.S. senators. There's only 75,000 of us now, but we'd easily top 100,000 once folks from Anchorage and Homer realize what a cool place this would be to live. And we'd be a lot closer to Wyoming in per capita representation than Wyoming is to California. Sexit Signature Gatherers will soon be at a Fred Meyer's near you. Imagine the great state of Chinook. Maybe it's time to agree to disagree and go our own way. This is Gershon Cohen.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentator and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Community.